Okay, good evening. So this is our annual session before Rosh Hashanah, before Yom Kippur, going through the Machzor a little bit. Obviously, you can never cover the entire Machzor in any one session. So little by little, we've been just going through just the basics of understanding what it is that we're saying, trying to highlight a certain series of sections of the Psukim, or the text of the Machzor, to get a greater understanding. This year, we chose Shofaros, the third section in Musaf. Musaf is comprised... besides for the first three brachas, which are always the same, and the second three brachas, which are the last three brachas of the Shemona Esrei, which are always the same, in the middle we have three additional brachas, in which we include the sections of Malchios, Kingship, versus Psukim, an idea of Hashem as being the Melech, verses of Zichronos, that Hashem remembers and is aware of everything and has a reckoning on us and on nations and on the world of how are things going. And then the final section is Shofaros. This comes from the Gemara in an oft-quoted piece this time of year. The Gemara says, Imru lefanai malchios, you should say psukim of kingship before me on Rosh Hashanah, kidei shetam luchuni aleichem, in order that you make me your king. So we say psukim, we have a section in Musaf on Rosh Hashanah, which we describe Hashem as king, in order that we establish Him and say, we want you to be our king. Hashem melech, Hashem melech, Hashem yimloch lilom v'ed. And then he said, the Gemara says, and you should say before me Zichronos, Psukim that recall my ability to remember and know everything, Shetala Zichronechem Lefanai Letova, that your remembrance should be brought before me for good, that I should remember you all the good things that you've done, and in a good positive light, and Uvema, and how should you remember me with all of these things? How should you crown me? Bashofar, with the Shofar. And from there, the Gemara derives that we have these three sections on Musaf, Malchios, Zichronos, and Shofar. So we're going to go through the third section. So it begins on page 4. This is literally just a photocopy from the Art Scroll Machzor. Page 462 is, you see, underneath the gray box, you see the title Shofar Blast, or in Hebrew, Shofros. That begins the section. The section ends on the bottom of the following page, on page bottom of 464. And it ends with a bracha. You see the very last two lines, both in the English and in the Hebrew, three lines in English, two lines in Hebrew, is the conclusion of this section, and it concludes with a bracha, which, well, let's just start with the end. Always best to start at the end, right? Ki atah shomea kol shofar. How are we going to conclude this section? Because you hear the sound of the shofar, u'ma'azin truah, and you give ear to the truah. The Ein Domelach, and there is nothing comparable, no one is comparable to you. Baruch Ata Hashem Shomea Kol Truas Amel Yisrael Berachamim, who hears the sound of the shofar with mercy. Okay, we're going to get back to that. That's how the bracha concludes. This is the section of shofar. It's not so long. It's going to be, let's break down the technicalities of it, and then the ideas behind it. So you see there is, let's call it paragraph one. Just to go through what we're saying over here. Page 462, paragraph one is going to be an introduction. An introduction of the text of the Machzor. There is a narrator who is speaking, so to speak, which is what we are going to say. That lasts until the little number one that you have on your sheet. That's the first verse that's quoted. So there's going to be an introduction that's, whatever, that's six, seven lines long. And then we're going to quote three psukim from the Chumash in which the shofar plays a prominent role. You see that on the side, I've underlined each area where we begin introducing. So there's an introduction, three psukim from the Chumash, 1, 2, and 3. Then in paragraph 2, as you flip over the page to the other side, is a series of psukim quoted from the Ksuvim, from Tehillim. All of the psukim quoted here, you see four underlines where the word trua or shofar is referenced in Tehillim. Four psukim from Tehillim. And then paragraph, the second paragraph on this page, that begins with Al Yedei Avadecha HaNeviim, we have an additional three psukim from the Navi. And we'll see that those psukim are quoted from Yeshayahu and from Zechariah. And then a concluding paragraph. The concluding paragraph will summarize, sum up. We'll learn it in a moment. Conclude with one last pasuk, which is underlined. And then we have our blessing. That's the structure. So we have an introduction, psukim from the Torah, psukim from Tehillim, psukim from the Navi, a conclusion, and a bracha. That's our structure. So far, so good? That one I can get in, right? So far, so good. That's okay. Okay, now, before we start, if I were to throw out a question and say, okay, now that we have the structure, of what topic should the shofar section be about? It's Rosh Hashanah, it's Musaf, we're davening this this holy tefillah of Musaf on Rosh Hashanah, and one of the sections was Malchios, Hashem's kingship. One of the sections was the Chronos, how he remembers everything. And then we get to a Shofros. What would you just guess that that should be about? Thank you. That's you're a very good guy. The starting point would have been shofar, like the mitzvah that we're about to do, because that's the main mitzvah, the only mitzvah that we really have on Rosh Hashanah that is incumbent upon us is to blow shofar. That's the mitzvah of Rosh Hashanah. So if we had an entire section on shofar, I would have thought that that would be a good place to start, or at least to focus on the idea of this mitzvah of blowing shofar. And that would be focused on us and what the meaning is of the shofar. That, I think, would have been a reasonable place to start. The Rambam writes, when he discusses the mitzvah of shofar, the Rambam writes very clearly that the idea behind the shofar is le'orer, to awaken us from our slumber, that we are asleep. Asleep at the wheel, sleepwalking through life, forgetting about our main goals, our objectives, the purpose, our tafkid. What are we doing here? And because we forget about that, so we fall and slide back into certain behaviors or not doing certain things because, you know, it's just easier, it's better, whatever it may be. And the shofar is a wake-up call of Uru Yishena Nishinoskim. Wake up! Wake up! There's what to do. There's what to accomplish. I would have thought we had a lot of nice ideas about that. The shofar that we're blowing, I'm sure everyone's heard a good sermon from the rabbi right before shofar blowing about the meaning and what it's supposed to do. And that's the section that we have here of shofar. And what we will see is that that's not quite the focus that we have during the section. So let's take a look. Let's just learn through this section first and see what we uncover. So we have both, let's do it both in the English and the Hebrew, whichever one you're more comfortable for and with you should use. Obviously, it's always better to daven in Hebrew, but it's more meaningful sometimes in English. You could do both. You could read in English and say it in Hebrew, but let's do it together now in both. Atan iglesa ba'anan kivodecha. You revealed yourself, or you were revealed in the cloud of glory, al am kodshecha, to your holy people, l'daber imam, to speak with them. In plain English, you revealed yourself in your cloud. When you came down to speak with us, you revealed yourself in a cloud. The Sofer Shofar is not here. What is this referring to, that you revealed yourself in a cloud of glory to speak to your people? When? Where? Who? So Matan Torah. This is at Har Sinai. Standing at the foot of Har Sinai, Shem revealed himself to his people through a cloud of glory. Min HaShemayim Hishmatam Kolecha. From the heavens, you made them hear your voice. V'niglesa aleihem be'arpelei tohar. Revealed yourself in the thick clouds of purity. So we hear what the next theme that we introduce. So you revealed himself appears in the first phrase. Now we say you let your voice be heard. And you revealed just a second time that you revealed yourself in the purity of the clouds. Gam kol ha'ulam kulo chol mipanacha. The entire world trembled and shuddered before you when you revealed yourself. Uvrios bereshis chardu mimecha. And the creatures of creation trembled before you. Behaglois chom alkeinu al har Sinai. When our king revealed himself, when you revealed yourself to us on Har Sinai. What's now the third time that we have the idea of revelation? You've revealed yourself. All three sentences of this introduction have that theme in it. You revealed yourself in the cloud. You revealed yourself in the purity of the cloud. You revealed yourself on Har Sinai. And we all shuddered. The whole world and universe shuddered when you did so. And why did you reveal yourself then? L'lamed la'amcha Torah u'mitzvos. You revealed yourself then in order to teach us Torah and mitzvos. V'tashmi'eim eshod kolecha. And you made them hear the majesty of your voice. V'dabros kodshecha. And the sanctity and holiness of your words. M'lahavos eish. From fiery flames. V'kolos uvrakim aleihem niglesa. It was with thunder and lightning that you revealed yourself to them. Uvikol shofar aleihem hofata. Finally, after a fourth reference of revelation, finally we now get to Uvikol shofar aleihem hofata, and you appeared to them with the sound of the shofar. Now, this is a reference. If we were really doing this, we would take out Chumashim and we would read through the chapter that describes the revelation at Har Sinai and the kol shofar chazak, holech v'chazak me'od. The sound of the shofar grew continuously stronger at Har Sinai. And so the Machzor references this as we begin the section of shofaros. So now, if I would ask the question again, well, what's shofaros about? The section of shofaros, what's it about?
Revelation.
It's not about the shofar. The shofar is mentioned at the very end that it was through the shofar, after we discussed the 5-6 lines about you revealed yourself 4 times, we say that, and how it was done in order to teach us Torah and mitzvos, to reveal yourself, and that was done through the shofar. So the shofar links us, or was the mechanism through which, was certainly present, of revelation. Which means that this opening paragraph of shofaros is about revelation through the shofar. That the shofar is present at this moment, this monumental moment in Jewish history, in world history really, when Hashem revealed Himself and gave us His Torah, that it was done through the shofar. What does this have to do with our blowing of the shofar? So we could make some connections, but it's certainly not the idea that I would have started from. But we'll see how this is all going to connect, I hope. In the sense of, but the shofar represents your revelation. And then we prove with Psukim what we just described in our introduction. The first pasuk. We quote the Psukim from Chumash. On the third day, it was in the morning. And there was tremendous thunder and lightning. And there was a cloud on the mountain. V'kol shofar chazak me'od v'yecharad kol ha'am asher b'machaneh. The sound of the shofar was strong, and all the people trembled in the camp. Now, parenthetically, before we go any farther, that opening line said, you revealed yourself in a cloud of glory. And then the next line said, you revealed yourself in a thick cloud of purity. So it's an interesting thing, this little parenthetical idea. Generally, we use clouds to do what? Clouds, in the we use that word in English, it clouded my vision. It covers things up. I can't see when things are cloudy. And here we highlight that Hashem revealed Himself through the clouds. It was a thick cloud. You revealed yourself in the cloud of glory. Why is it that Hashem reveals Himself in clouds, which are the very essence of everything that we know to be, which makes things murky and cloudy? We can't see. So I heard recently a very simple explanation. What do? We did it just a couple months ago, a year ago about, when there was a solar eclipse. If you want to look at the solar eclipse and to see it, so what do you need to do to be able to see it? You have to cover your eyes with sunglasses to be able to see. Certain things are too powerful for the human experience to look directly at, so that if you want to be able to perceive something that powerful, you have to cloud yourself in order to be able to see clearly. So when Hashem reveals Himself, it's a revelation through the thick clouds of glory, the thick clouds of purity, and He reveals Himself through that. And only through that are we able to perceive whatever level we're able to perceive, but it needs to be with a barrier between us that's too much. You can't possibly handle a direct revelation, so His revelation is therefore always done through some form of a cloud cover in order to be able to do so. Okay, but back to our story. So we quoted a pasuk that was on the third day, and the sound of the shofar was strong. V'ne'emar, the second pasuk, v'yikol ha'shofar holech v'chazek me'od, that it was even getting stronger and stronger. Moshe yidaber v'lekem yadena v'kol. Moshe would speak and Hashem would answer him. V'ne'emar, v'kol ha'om ro'im es ha'kolos, the people saw the sounds of alapidim and the flames. V'eskol ha'shofar, Hahar Hashem, the mountain was smoking, Vayar Kol An Vayanu, Vayamdu Merachok, and the people trembled and they stood from afar. So what are all the references of shofar in this opening paragraph have to do with? Shofar of Har Sinai, which served as a function of Hashem revealing Himself. That's our opening section of what it is that we're referring to. Shofar heralds revelation. It was in the moment of revelation that Hashem blows the shofar. Let's take a look at the next paragraph. Okay, top of the next page, we then move into a series of psukim that address from Sefer Tehillim, where we also see a reference to a shofar. Any questions, comments on Rosh Pesukim? All good? Divrei Kol Shechah Kasuv Leimor. And we find in your holy writings, in the Ksuvim, Tehillim, the following. Aloy Alokim Bitshua, Hashem Bekol Shofar. That God has ascended with a blast, Hashem with the sound of the shofar. That there's this element of Hashem rising up, Bitshua, with the sound. We quote this pasuk in our right before we actually blow shofar, that Hashem goes up, Bitshua, Bekol Shofar. And it says, Bechatzotzros, Bekol Shofar, Hariu Lefnei HaMelech Hashem. What does the second pasuk mean? Bechatzotzros, that in the with trumpets and shofar sound, call out before the king. What's that a reference to? What's the idea? Yeah, in the Beis HaMikdash, what are we doing? We're singing praise, recognizing, celebrating, and with trumpets, Bechatzotzros, and Bekol Shofar, Hariu. You should call out before the king, before Hashem, use the shofar as that sense of acknowledgement, celebration, acknowledgement, whatever, that Hariu, call out before him. Now again, as we contrast that, the first shofar, who blew that first shofar on the previous page, the first section? Right? That was the miraculous shofar blast. Was there an actual shofar that was blown at Har Sinai? Unclear. The sound of the shofar was clear. Was there an angel blow? That we don't know. The pasuk just says there was a kol shofar that was strong. Here in the second paragraph of Tehillim, this is referring to Kohanim in the Beis HaMikdash, Hariu, Bechatzros Ros, Vekol Shofar, Hariu Lefnei Melech Hashem. Blow your trumpets, blow your shofar before Hashem. V'ne'emar, Tiku Bachodesh Shofar. This is a pasuk related to Rosh Hashanah itself. Blow the shofar, Bekesel Liyom Chageinu, at the moon's new renewal when the time is appointed come, which is a reference to Rosh Hashanah, when the moon renews itself, we blow the shofar. Kichok li Yisrael hu mishpat l'elokei Yaakov. That's the law that Hashem gave us. That's again us.
The pasuk there.
What's that?
The pasuk about shofar and Rosh Hashanah here, it's just not moving.
Correct. Right, so this is our blowing the shofar now of Rosh Hashanah. That's us. And this is the pasuk, which is a reference that Chazal find of blowing the shofar specifically on Rosh Hashanah. Now, this is obviously not the pasuk that teaches us that, because this is a pasuk in Tehillim. It's the Chumash itself, which calls it a Yom Teruah. The Torah tells us to blow shofar on Rosh Hashanah. But this is a reference that Chazal find in Sefer Tehillim to blowing shofar as well on Rosh Hashanah. V'ne'emar, then a pasuk that we say every day during davening. Hallelujah, hallelujah, el b'kacho, hallelujah, b'kir, as we call the whole long pasuk here. Praise Hashem in His sanctuary. Praise Hashem in His firmament of His power. Praise Hashem in His mighty acts. Praise Hashem as He befits His abundant greatness. Praise Him with the blast of the shofar. Praise Him with the lyre and the harp. Praise Him with the drum and dance. Praise Him with the organ. Praise Him with the flute. Praise Him with the cymbals. Let resonant trumpets. Let all souls praise Hashem. What's the context of that? What's that talking about again? That is us praising, celebrating, acknowledging, singing to Hashem with lots of things, with the drum, with the harp, with the lyre, with dance, with an organ, with a flute, with cymbals, with trumpets, and with the shofar. The shofar is also part of this ensemble of instruments that we should use to hallelujah Hashem, to praise Hashem. And so we see here also this shofar. Let's just take a step back for a moment. The first series of psukim that we brought, what was that shofar doing? Revelation. Shem is revealing Himself in the world, and it was done in the context of a mighty shofar blast. And then we have a series of psukim here. Who's blowing the shofar in the middle paragraph? That's us, mostly either as a reference to Rosh Hashanah, and certainly many of those references were in praise and in song and in celebration of us praising Hashem through the shofar. Last, so it's really the middle paragraph, the third, but the last of the series of psukim, Vayidei Avadechem. What about the prophets? Where do we see a reference to shofar in the Nevi'im? Vayidei Avadechem, Nevi'im Kasuv Leimor, Kol Yoshvei Sevel V'Shochnei Aretz. Let all inhabitants of the world and dwellers of the earth, so we're speaking to everyone, Kinsones Harim Tir'u, you shall see that when the Jewish people has been ingathered as if a banner was raised on mountaintops, Uchitkoya Shofar Tishmau, as if, and you shall hear it as if a shofar were sounded. What's the reference here? What's this talking about? It's a pasuk in Yeshayahu. Redemption, the final redemption. The pasuk is speaking to all the inhabitants of the world. Kol yoshvei tevel v'shochnei aretz. All you inhabitants, there's going to be a day, the Navi says, there's going to be a day that Israel will be ingathered. There's going to be a redemption, there's going to be a geula. And when that happens, it's going to be like a banner was raised on the mountaintops, and you're going to hear it like a shofar was sounded. Well, what's the shofar being used in this context? Shofar is heralding geula. When Hashem, and now there's a revelation there also, not in the overt reference, but that there'll be a time when we are going to go home. And I use the word revelation because when we go home, who are we speaking to? The whole universe is going to recognize that. So it's not just going to be, oh, we're going to sneak under the radar screen and make our way home. When we go home, the world will notice. We could sort of make a political comment that's happening right now. Like, we are not quietly working our way back to the land of Israel. We are halfway there. Half the world Jewish population is back home. It has not been quiet, if you didn't notice. Right? They don't let us go for a minute. It's world news every step of the way. So the Navi said, when this happens and we go home, he speaks to the entire universe. It's going to be like a banner was raised on the mountaintops calling us back, and you're going to hear again the sound of that shofar. Who's blowing that shofar? So it's sort of like this, it's like that original shofar. There's going to be this shofar blast representing we're going home. Next. V'ne'emar, v'hoyo b'yom ha'hu, and it will be on that day. Which day? The Geula. It will be on that day of the Geula, of the redemption. Yitaka b'shofar gadol, there will be a great shofar that's blown. Uvo ha'ovdim b'eretz Ashur, and all those lost in the lands of Assyria, v'hanidochin b'eretz Mitzrayim, and cast away in the land of Egypt, v'ishtachavu la'ashem b'har ha'kodesh b'Yerushalayim. There will be b'yom ha'hu. There will be a day, and they're coming home. From Assyria, from Mitzrayim, they're going to Yerushalayim. V'yishtachavu la'Hashem b'har hakodesh. Yerushalayim. Where's that shofar coming from? What is that? There'll be yitaka b'shofar gadol. There will be a shofar blast. And this pasuk is again a clear reference to redemption. Last pasuk, v'ne'emar. V'Hashem aleihem yeira, and Hashem will appear to them. V'yatza ki barak chitzo. There's a pasuk in Zechariah. And his arrow will go forth like a flash of lightning. V'Hashem Elokim b'shofar yitzka. And Hashem will sound the shofar. V'holach b'sa'aros teiman. And shall go southward with storm winds. Hashem tzvakos yagein aleihem. Will shield them. Kein tagein alamcha Yisrael b'shlomecha. And you will shield your people with your peace. Again, a reference to a time when Hashem will blow the shofar and will be protecting us with His peace. Not as an open reference, but seems to be pretty cool. Another reference to a time of redemption, a time when Hashem will spread His canopy of peace over us. What's the clear pattern here? First three psukim were about revelation at Har Sinai, and a shofar was blowing, a magical shofar that sounded. The middle three psukim that we quote, who's blowing the shofar? We are in celebration, recognition of Hashem. The last psukim of shofar, the shofar of redemption, and seems again to be either a openly God-blown shofar or a sound of the shofar that's out there as we are redeemed. Revelation, us celebrating Hashem, redemption, are the psukim of shofar. I'm going to share with you a thought from Rav Kook. I'm not positive if he said this in relationship to what we just did. I didn't see it in that context, but I believe he has to, because it just flows so perfectly. He raises the issue of how do we blow shofar? What do we do? What are the mechanics of every shofar blast that we have is always a tzkiah, and then a trua, and then a tzkiah, always. Now, the true in the middle, exactly what that is, there's a dispute in the Gemara exactly how to do it. So we sometimes do it as a broken three sound, sometimes as a broken at nine sound, and sometimes as both, the three and then the nine. But that's always just the middle true, just we're not sure what the broken sound is. But every shofar blast is always tzkia, some type of a broken sound, tzkia. That's the pattern. We're all familiar with that. Cook says, why is that? Why does it have to be tzkia, a true, and a tzkia? So he says, very simply and very profoundly, all wrapped up in one, a tzkia is a pure, straight sound that represents clarity. No ups and downs, no broken sounds, just one long, pure blast that represents the clarity of Hashem's presence in this world. And Rav Kook writes, the world began that way. When Adam was created, before mankind sinned, it was clarity in the world. There was a Hashem, and everybody saw everybody. It was Adam and Chava recognized that, and that's the way that it was. And there will be, again, a tzkiah. A just pure, unadulterated blast that will reveal and show the simplicity and clarity of Hashem's presence in this world. When will that be? There'll be a Bayom Mahu, there'll be a day of revelation, of redemption, where we'll again get there. And what about all those years in between? All those years in between are broken. All those years are pain, hardship, tragedy, travesty, difficulty. Because we live in a world that's separated from the clarity that we started with and not yet at the clarity that we'll get to. But we always blast the shofar with the tzkiah in the beginning and the tzkiah in the end. And then in the middle of the trua, the middle of trua is choppy. Sometimes it's choppy with three, sometimes it's choppy with nine, sometimes it's both, and all that that represents of the different types of cries and moaning and groaning, always in the middle of something, until we can get to that last stage. This is what he then says. Right when we complete the shofar blowing, the Chazan, the Baal Tokeh, leads us in a series of psukim. First pasuk that is, I should have brought it, I'm sorry, says, Ashrei ha'am, Yodei Trua. Praiseworthy is the nation that knows the Trua. Ashrei ha'am yodei Trua. Says Rav Kook, why does the Pasuk highlight that the nation is praiseworthy who knows a Trua? Not a Tekia, not a Chatzotros, a trumpets, but the Trua. So he says, because it's easy, and it will be easy. It was easy in the beginning when it was a Tekia. And when their final redemption happens, everybody's going to recognize that. But you know who's praiseworthy? Praiseworthy is the nation that knows a trua, that knows broken sounds, that knows that life is not so simple because God's presence is not revealed yet in this world. And when Hashem's presence is not revealed in the world, things are not right. And when things are not right, we suffer. Ashrei ha'am, who knows that the trua is all part of this plan, comes from Hashem, and part of the journey that we're on, for those who are at the Rav Kook class, we spoke about all, everything is movement towards perfection, towards that tzkiah. Ashrei ha'am, who knows in the middle of that story, and still says, we're here blowing the shofar for you. Not just the tzkiah in the beginning, not just the tzkiah in the end, but the trua in the middle. The psukim that we say in the middle is why I don't think he said it on this, but he must have all been part of the same. We start with psukim of revelation. Revelation at Har Sinai. You revealed yourself to us, you gave us your Torah. That's clarity. And we end with psukim of final redemption. And in the middle, what are the psukim that we say? There's a dramatic shift from the first series of psukim to the last psukim. Those psukim are miraculous shofar blasts. The miraculous shofar blasts at Har Sinai and the miraculous shofar blasts at the final redemption. Who blows the shofar in the middle? We blow the shofar in the middle. And we do it, hallelujah Hashem. We praise Hashem. We recognize, we sing, and we sing the song. We sing the songs in those middle psukim, the songs of the trua, Look at that first pasuk again. Allah, on the top of page 464. Allah Elokim bitrua bechatzotzros v'kol shofar hariu lefnei hamelech Hashem. Blow that shofar. And that we blow a shofar in a trua, specifically those broken sounds. In the middle, we have the ability to sing His songs and to praise Him in the midst of where we are, the life that we live now, while we're still waiting for that final redemption. Let's conclude with the final paragraph, the conclusion psukim, or narration almost, really, of the machzor. Elokeinu v'elokei avoseinu. Tika b'shofar gadol l'chei roseinu. So now we have a yearning, a tefila, of tika b'shofar gadol l'chei roseinu. Sound the great shofar for our freedom. Who's blowing that shofar? Right? You do that. It's not we're blowing it now, in the midst of our trua, the broken sounds, the pain, the suffering, the loss. We're still going to blow a shofar. Still, we're not going to forget. So we're going to sing in praise. And now we yearn to ka b'shofar gadol l'cheroseinu, which has become such an important phrase. We say it three times a day in our regular Shmoneh Esrei. We dive in for this. The sunnes lekaveitz gliyoseinu, raise that banner to gather our exiles. A reference to the pasuk that we said just a paragraph before. We said when that final ingathering of the exiles come, it's going to be like a banner calling us all home. Raise that banner to gather us. The karev pizurenu ben agoyim, gather with all those who are spread out amongst all the nations of the world, and fruits and economy, whether we're spread out on the all dispersions through the four corners of the earth. Havienu leTzion yircha berina, and bring us back to Tzion, your city, with joy. Yerushalayim beis mikdashka besimchas olam, back to Yerushalayim beis hamikdash with simchas. Where is this part of the context of what we've been discussing? What is this about? This last paragraph, right? The final gula, the final redemption. We started with revelation at Har Sinai. We shifted to what we do in terms of how we blow the shofar. The final psukim were what will be in gula, and now it's a yearning for that time. We conclude shofars with a yearning. Blow that shofar. Bring us home from the four corners of the earth, wherever we may be, spread out and dispersed. Bring us home. Sham nasa lefanachas karbonos. There we'll do your karbonos as you've commanded us. As the pasuk which concludes, v'yom simchaschem uvum adech moshech hachechem, on the days of your gladness and on your festivals, uskatem b'chatzotzros al olosechem v'al zivchei shalmechem. You're going to blow the chatzotzros, you'll blow the trumpets, and they will be for you a remembrance. And so we yearn, we complete the shofar section, not with a mitzvah shofar that we do on Rosh Hashanah. We conclude it with a yearning for the final shofar that you, Hashem, will blow to bring us home. And now again, let's read the final bracha as we conclude the paragraph. Ki atah shomea kol shofar. You hear the sound of the shofar. You hear the sound. Have we discussed that? Are we talking about the sound of the shofar that we blew? Did that make it in almost once? One, we had one reference of Tikkun B'chol Shofar B'Kesu Yom Chageinu. The shofar that we're blowing, we're talking about the shofar that was at Har Sinai, the shofar that will herald the final redemption, the celebration that we blow a shofar of Hallelujah Hashem in the Beis HaMikdash. But we conclude, you hear the sound of the shofar. Ma'azin trua. You give ear to our trua ve'ein domelach. Listen to the sound of our shofar. When we blow the shofar, when we blow our shofar in our shuls on Rosh Hashanah, fulfilling the mitzvah, and we encompass all of these ideas in that shofar. It's our blowing the shofar. But the shofar represents something powerful. It represents the revelation at Har Sinai. It represents us singing praise to Hashem throughout every experience that we have. And it represents the yearning of the final shofar. All wrapped up to him in the midst of that we have. The Torah just says blow shofar. It doesn't give us reasons. We could add all the reasons we want. The Torah just says blow shofar. But when we blow that shofar, we say to Hashem, listen to the sound of our shofar. Listen to our trua. Baruch atah Hashem, we conclude, Shomea kol trua samo Yisrael berachamim. You hear the sound of the shofar with rachamim. Had we only read this final bracha, I would have thought the whole paragraph was about us blowing shofar. You hear the sound of the shofar that we blow. Listen to it with rachamim. But Chazal gave us, in the way they structured this section of shofaros, that the shofar is about revelation. It's about clarity. Clarity from Har Sinai, clarity in the final days of redemption, the clarity, the ability to sing praises of Hashem with our shofar. And we conclude, hear our shofar. Hear the sound of our shofar and let our sound of our shofar be that. As we conclude the bracha, the opening psukim of, or phrases of the bracha, of Elokeinu v'Elokei Avoseinu, the last paragraph, what are we asking for? You blow a shofar and bring us home. Sound the shofar and gather us from the four corners of the earth, wherever we may be. Mishami kabetzcha, mishami kachach, as the pasuk says this week's parsha, from there I will take you, from there I will gather you. I'm going to take you home. Listen to the sound of our shofar that we're blowing right now in fulfillment of this mitzvah, and let that herald what we yearned for in the previous lines, the final shofar that will bring back the clarity that we started from of the revelation, the final shofar that will herald the redemption, and we blow our shofar now trying to tap into that moment, to tap into that clarity that the shofar represents. And with a prayer and a bracha to Hashem that you should hear the sound of our shofar, hear that which it represents, the revelation and the clarity throughout what we've been discussing, with the psukim have brought us into that clarity, and hear the sound of our shofar with mercy, with rachamim, and it should herald the tekabah shofar godol l'cheresneinu, the bringing of the final shofar and our geula. So those are just some thoughts as to literally just what we're saying, the ideas of this last section of Shofaros, and the various themes that Chazal wanted us to have in mind as we go through them. So Mirat Hashem should be successful tefillah, and shofar blowing, and yantiv, ksiva v'chasimateva to all, a good bench to yor, and good yantiv.